The Burt Show.
I love when our intern, Lamario, has something to say. So he comes in studio, popping in studio here, all happy to be in here and excited to be in radio. It's a reminder, right? I think you said this last time he left. Mm-hmm. He did his first segment on the show, and his feet weren't even hitting the ground as he was floating out of here. He was intoxicated by it.
I love it.
I think anybody that got into radio had that for the very first time. And seeing you that way the last time you were in here was a real reminder, man.
It was. I think we definitely take this for granted on a daily basis after you've been doing it for so long. So it was lovely to have that reminder, Lamario. Thank you.
He came popping in here 3 hours early for a segment today.
They didn't update me. That wasn't my fault now.
With a whole song.
I got a theme song when I come on.
What's your theme song, Lamario? Give it to the people.
Just gotta do a little beat like Lamario on the Burt Show. Lamario on the Burt Show. Then you gotta have different versions of it, like a rock version, a rap version.
Okay.
You gotta be ready.
All right, what brings you in here today, man?
All right, so I'm debating, is there an age limit to have kids? Like, am I too old to have kids? Or am I getting there?
How old are you? 65, 70?
34.
Actually.
Okay. Oh, for a man, thanks to biology, there is no age limit.
Right.
But if you're a woman, you're going to have a different answer on that question.
What got you thinking about this now?
So I've been getting all type of influence from my mom, my sister, cousins, friends. They're like, when you gonna have kids?
That's not influence, friend. That's pressure.
Pressure. But yeah, just keep getting it from every angle, especially like my mom and my sister. They are on my case about this. Like, you gotta have some kids. We want nieces and nephews. We want to be a grandma, like all that. And I'm just like, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Are you the oldest?
Yes, I am the oldest. So I'm getting it.
Has it? And how many other siblings do you have?
One.
And she hasn't had a kid yet?
Mm-mm, she's 4 years younger than me. Okay.
So I don't even think the real question here is how old are you to have kids? I think the real thing to focus on is it's never a good time to have kids when the only reason is because you're getting pressure.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like as the oldest in my family, I've gone through this a lot, especially being the only guy and the oldest, but yeah, I'm with Burt, man. You got to have kids when it's right for you. Like, I've had to have that conversation with my family. Unless y'all going to take care of the kid every day, like not just babysitting,
yeah.
You have no say in when I bring kids into this world. You got to do it when it's right for you.
True enough.
I've never really understood the pressure, especially from parents who know what it's like to raise a kid. I'm like, do you remember the trenches that we were in for 18 years? I'm like, we hated each other. I'm like, you want me to go through that now? I've never understood why people are so like, you got to have kids. When it's really like a personal responsibility that you got to think about and you got to be ready for. So I think the question isn't necessarily like, am I too old to have kids? I think the question you should be asking yourself is, am I in a place where if I brought life into the world, would I be ready for it?
Something else to think about too is like parents do that. And like, especially even your own parents, it's funny how the mind works. You forget the bad things and you remember the good things,
right.
And you convince yourself to do this. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I was 36, 37 when I started trying to have kids. All right. And I'm just going to be completely transparent. This is something you're really thinking about.
Okay.
So I was 36, 37. Granted, I'm a woman, so it's a little different, but my husband and I ended up incurring some fertility issues. And so I didn't have my first kid until I was in my 40s. There are pros and cons to having kids when you are older. Now, if having kids is definitely on your, like, this is something you want to do and you want to have a family. I'm just letting you know, the older you get, the less energy you have and the more these kids suck it from you.
Exactly. I'm telling them, like, I don't want to waste my prime years, man.
Yeah, I have the resources, like financially I'm in a better place, but I will tell you, my husband and I, when you have a kid in your 40s, it takes a toll on your physical being. Like,
okay.
And that's no joke. So whether you like it or not, that's something to take into consideration. But if you're on the fence about having kids, I agree with everybody in here. Don't let anybody dictate when you should or shouldn't have kids. Just let how good your knees are tell you when you should or should not have kids.
Does your mom even care who the woman is, or she just wants a warm infant?
She just wants to be a grandma. Like, she just wants those memories and wants to create and have those like memories that she can just take on forever, and it's just too much.
All right, so if you went to your mom next week, hypothetically, right, and you said, Mom, I just want to let you know, I hooked up with this girl a couple of months ago. She just hit me back up. She told me she was pregnant, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being ecstatic and 1 being disappointed. She's never met this yet. This is a one-night stand for you. How excited would she be?
She would have the same exact feeling I had when I walked out of that door for my first segment.
She'd be walking on
air. Her feet would be off of the ground.
She wouldn't even care. It's a one-night stand. A baby is a baby.
She wouldn't care. She'd be all for it. She would be at Toys R Us and at Babies R Us before I finished the statement, getting different size clothes and bassinets and everything she could possibly find.
She got grandma fever bad. She just was like,
bad.
This is how you stop it.
Okay, I'm listening.
I went to my family one day and I said, every time I come home, y'all ask me when am I going to have a girlfriend? When am I going to get married? When am I going to have kids? Why don't y'all ever ask me if I'm happy?
Oh.
They never ask me
again. Oh, solid.
That's it. That's the mic drop.
Hey, The Bird Show.